With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A deadly, violent 4th of July weekend in Philadelphia with 7 deadly shootings, including 2 children. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Christian Johansson explains, 30 people were shot in the city in less than 48 hours.
The shooting started just after 1:30 in the morning on Saturday when a 30-year-old was shot in the arm. The next day, more shootings. 15-year-old Angela Walker was fatally shot in the head during a triple shooting in West Philadelphia. A 6-year-old was killed inside a Northeast Philly home when a gun unintentionally went off and a bullet pierced his chest. And an 11-year-old survived a graze wound to the hip in Southwest Philadelphia. But more than 24 other people, Black, white, and Hispanic, men and women, were also struck by bullets. Mayor Jim Kenney says guns are at the heart of the problem.
And people get them too quickly. It's easier to get a gun in the city, in this country, than it is to get a driver's license or a library card. So as long as we have that dynamic, we're going to continue to have this crisis.
The city's homicide rate is nearly 30% higher than last year, with more than 200 victims. And there's now been about 900 shootings so far this year. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.